just don't move away.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Please be seated for a few announcements. Today is a fantastic day because today we get to do one of the most special and most important things that a church can do, and that is to celebrate a baptism. I'm just excited to do that. This will be my first baptism at St. James, and it's going to be a wonderful service. Also today, you'll notice that the colors have slightly changed and that we are wearing white, and white is up because today we're celebrating the Feast of All Saints Day, and that is an important and special part of the church's year. But you'll also notice that the candelabras are up, and this is a little bit of advertising for Thursday evening at 7 p.m. We're having a special service of remembrance. One of the things that I found over the course of the pandemic is grief is real and present. And so what we're going to do is we're going to hold a special service on an ancient Christian day where we remember and allow ourselves to miss those who've gone to the greater reward ahead of us. If there is anyone that you would like to pray for during that service who has passed away, there's a little sheet on the table that you came in. Feel free to write their name down, and they will be remembered by name during that service of remembrance on Thursday at 7. It's going to be beautiful, candlelit service where we can just spend some time really feeling our emotions and feelings. But today, it's all about celebration. And so, Bet, would you come forward?
Good morning, everyone. My name is Bette Cunningham. For those of you who are new here, welcome. I'm here to do a promotion on a subject that you might not be quite in the mood for, so don't shoot me. I'm just a messenger, but we're getting close to Christmas. I know that could be a word you don't want to hear, but in that vein, we are selling wreaths out at the desk where we also sell gift cards. And from both of these, the church receives a certain percentage. So if you want a nice, beautiful, I believe they're fur. Yes, Judy is shaking her head, yes. There's three different sizes for your outdoor door or in place of a Christmas tree. Come and see us. Order them today. We are not bashful. We take e-transfer, checks, or cash. Not credit cards. Sorry. But come and see Judy and I. We'll be at the table right in the Great Hall when you come in for coffee and cake later.
Yes, there is cake after the service to celebrate, so make sure you stick around for that. This parish is a pretty interesting and pretty amazing place. So at parish council on Wednesday, a couple of big things happened. I don't want to steal an announcement from somebody, but I will announce that parish council has agreed to give $7,000 to St. Paul's Cathedral and to Epiphany for their food program. And so we'll be making that happen pretty soon. And that's not a small chunk of change. So that's an amazing thing. Absolutely. So let us continue our service of worship. Please stand. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are opened,
all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, whose people are knit together in one holy church, the mystical body of your Son, grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in their lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the book of Revelation. After this, I, John, looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from? And I said to him, Sir, you are the one that knows. And then he said to me, These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh, The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So, in sermons, it's normally typical to focus on the gospel reading or to focus on something about the life of Jesus. Today, I'm going to do that in a bit of an indirect way by talking about the Feast of All Saints and how we can live that out for ourselves and especially for our soon-to-be newly welcomed member of the Christian family. So I'll start off by saying, if you want to get a group of clergy arguing, there's one surefire way to do that. Well, okay, there's about a billion surefire ways to do that. But one of the ways to do that is to ask, who is a saint? Saint comes from the Latin word sanctus, which means holy. So some take the stance that St. Paul would, that all of the people of the family of God are a holy people and we are all saints. Some would stand on the other side of it and say a saint is only those people who have been proven to perform miracles on earth that the church has vetted out and has given that honorific title in front of. And you can get them going for a good 30 minutes while you're eating popcorn and watching them debate this from one side or the other. I'm not entirely sure which side I fall in. It's usually whoever has the better argument. But what I will say is that whether the saint is a specific title chosen by the church, or whether the saint is someone who we all are, someone who's part of the body of Christ, it all begins in the very same place. To fall asleep, I listen to internet documentaries about space. Neil deGrasse Tyson can put me out in about 10 minutes. It's delightful. And if there's anything I've learned from the first 10 minutes of every space documentary on YouTube, is that water is the beginning and is the important source for life. So astronomers now, when they're looking into the cosmos to figure out whether life might be present, they're looking for liquid water. I don't think it's a coincidence that our Christian journey begins with liquid water. And I think it's fair to say that our calling and our membership as part of Christ's body, Christ's holy people, begins with a simple act of baptism, derived out of a simple washing ceremony to be made clean. Baptism, at its core, is the thing that we share in common. I grew up in high school going to an evangelical, fundamentalist, Baptist, Christian high school, something or other. It was an interesting place that challenged my faith and made me wrestle with things. And I think the first time I really got involved in theology was around baptism. The girl that I was very interested in at the time was being baptized in grade 7, and they had a wading pool in the auditorium, and the youth pastor was doing the baptism. And as the baptism was happening, the youth pastor was saying, "Today is the most important day of your life. Today you are transformed forever, and today something special happens." But nothing actually happens because it's just a symbol. And it doesn't change. But today is the most important day, but it's just a symbol. And I'm sitting there going, it's just not adding up for me. And so I went back to my Anglican church and began to have some conversations and some questions about what does this mean? And my priest, who at the time was a very wise and scholarly individual, gave the beautiful explanation that ordination, being set apart as something special for the church, isn't what actually makes you special. Baptism at its core is what makes someone a part of the family of God, a part of the kingdom of God, part of this community. And that is the fundamental thing. Whether you know what's going on and get baptized as an adult, or whether you have no clue, like Jake, it doesn't matter. Baptism is an outward and physical sign of an inward and spiritual truth, a promise. So I'm not going to stand up here and tell you today that nothing special happens. I'm going to tell you the opposite. I'm going to tell you that when we do this simple act with simple water, something beautiful and profound happens. A mystery happens. And I'm not sure how or why or what that looks like. But I know that in that moment, God is going to do something special. God is going to do something amazing. Because God has promised that to us. I think in my life, of all the people, the special and holy people, that have led me to stand where I am. And I think if you do that too, you can pick out saints in your own life, saints that have guided you, that have encouraged you, that have built that life of faith for you, that have been those role models. And I think that's really what being a saint is all about. In the Canadian book in front of you, the Green Book of Alternative Services, there's a list of different saints and when we celebrate them and when we remember them. If you went to the United States Church, same names, different dates. The church in England, same names, different dates. Australia as well. Every national church has their own calendar that they celebrate. And I take great comfort in this because it's not uniform. And it means that we have some flexibility. It means that in our personal calendars, we can remember our parents, we can remember loved ones that have been for us a signpost towards something greater. See, this is where it comes back to Jesus. Because a saint isn't a saint for their own sake. A saint isn't an inspirational role model just because how great they are. They're a saint because they point towards something greater. They point towards the source of all greatness, the source of all love, Christ himself. And so when we think in our lives, who were our saints? Who were the people that for us were a signpost, not pointing at their own greatness, but pointing beyond themselves to something true and something real? I think we can name for ourselves who those people were in our lives. And here's the hard part. Today, as we celebrate All Saints and a baptism, we promise to be signposts for Jake. That's right. You are called to be a signpost for this little one, to point beyond yourself to something greater, to a life of faith. And I can think of nothing more powerful, more humbling, and more possible for this congregation to do than to gather around a little one, one who doesn't know what's going on. But in this community, God will do something incredible and inspire each and every one of us to be for Jake a role model that points to love itself. Amen. So I'd invite the parents, Jake, and the godparents to please stand and join me at the font. And so the candidates for holy baptism will now be presented.
I present Jake Raymond Manius to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is nurtured in the faith and life of the Christian community?
I will, with God's help.
Will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child to grow into the full stature of Christ?
I will, with God's help.
I'm going to ask any littles in the congregation if they'd like to come up and around the font. You can come close at this point. We promise we won't splash you too badly. Continuing on, do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce them.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love?
I do.
Do you promise to obey him as your Lord?
I do.
And this is for everybody. Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support this person in his life in Christ?
We will.
I think we can do a little better than that. One more time. Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support this person in his life in Christ?
Yeah.
Well, that's better. So let us now pray for Jake, who is to receive the sacrament of new birth. Deliver him, O Lord, from the ways of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open his heart to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill him with your holy and life-giving spirit. Teach him to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send him into the world to witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring him to the fullness of your joy, peace, and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over water, the Holy Spirit moved at the beginning of creation. Through water, you led your children out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In water, your Son, Jesus Christ, received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ. Lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection, and through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water. And by the power of your Holy Spirit, that all who are here cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen. Now let us join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son of the Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He ascended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in God, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching, the fellowship, and in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will with all.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will with all.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will with all.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will with all.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will with all.
Will you strive to safeguard the integrity of God's creation and respect, sustain, and renew the life of the earth?
I will with all.
Hey, Jake. Hey, buddy.
Hi. Jake, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I mark you with the sign of the cross and mark you as Christ's own forever. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit you have bestowed on this your servant the forgiveness of sins and have raised him to the new life of grace. Sustain him, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give him an inquiring and discerning heart and courage and will to persevere and a spirit to know and love you and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen.
Amen.
It's okay, bud. Receive the light of Christ to show that you have passed from darkness into light.
Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
Let us welcome the newly baptized. We receive you into the household of God. Confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in his eternal priesthood. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace with one another. Let's pray. Holy and mighty God, we give you thanks for the triumph of Christ in the lives of all his saints. Receive all that we offer you this day, and help us, like them, to run our course with faith, that we may come to your eternal kingdom. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, Creator of heaven and earth. In the multitude of your saints, you have surrounded us with so great a cloud of witnesses that we, rejoicing in their fellowship, may run with patience the race that is set before us, and together with them receive the crown of glory that never fades away. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all who have served you in every age, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. For the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." " Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our
Creator of all, you gave us golden fields of wheat whose many grains we have gathered and made into this one bread. So may your church be gathered from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and to shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down to the river to
Let us pray. Lord of hosts, we praise your glory reflected in your saints. May we who have shared at this table be filled with the joy of your eternal kingdom, where Jesus is Lord now and forever. Amen. Please stand. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Service of worship comes to a close, but our call to be signposts for others, to point the way to Christ, begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. And there's cake in the hall.